episode 321, Grow in Gratitude.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sisters. How are you? And happy Thanksgiving to all my U.S. friends around the world. Oh my goodness, can you believe it? It is Thanksgiving. And for those of you who do not celebrate Thanksgiving, hey, guess what? I am so grateful for you. You're part of the family, so in my opinion, you might as well come on over some turkey and ham and stuffing and mashed potatoes and gravy and corn and cranberry sauce, and I could go on and on and on. Cinnamon apples, doesn't it all just sound scrumptious? One of these days, we're going to do that. We are going to have a feast, and all of you will be invited. Wouldn't that be just an awesome blast to have? I mean, talk about a party. Woo! I would love it. Well, today we're actually talking about Grow in Gratitude, and it is our day 26, can you believe it, in our 60-day push. For those of you who want to know what's going on with that, text 60-day push, 60-DAYPUSH, to the number 44222, and you will be all signed up, ready to get stuff delivered directly to your inbox when you're ready for it, okay? So enough about that. We got to get back to growing gratitude, because with this day being Thanksgiving, what better thing to talk about than gratitude? But I think a lot of us have heard the whole idea of attitude of gratitude. And if you have that kind of like, if that's a song that's in your heart, that you're going to be able to serve more, love more, honor more, cherish more, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I think honestly, we kind of run that one into the ground. And we think that if we have this attitude of gratitude, and we are thankful for everything that we have, then everything's always going to come to us, or it's something that we deserve. But I like to take it from a different perspective. I like to look at it at being able to grow in gratitude. When I was going through my major, major tornado, my storm of life, when my husband said I've fallen out of love, and I still to this day, I can remember every little detail. As if it was literally like it just happened. Now, I'm telling you this to remind you that you are to grow in gratitude. When I was going through that storm, do you think when it first hit me that I was very grateful for what he had said to me? No, I don't think so. In fact, quite frankly, initially, I probably had so many emotions that ran through my bones that day. I can't even tell you. I know I was angry. I'm sure I was PO'd. I was just ready to, you know, and then at the same time, I didn't understand because where was this coming from? So I was confused. And then I went into the state of, well, why me? I never saw this coming and I should have seen it. And what did I do wrong? Did I do something wrong? And you begin to question yourself. Talk about just a roller coaster of emotions. It was during that time, though, that I truly grew both personally and spiritually. Now, when I say personally, I mean me, myself, and I, okay, as in who I was. One big thing is, hey, I got my health in gear. I lost my weight that I needed to lose a long time ago, but for some reason, I just didn't have the drive to do it, and I needed to. Because in my family, a lot of us, unfortunately, are obese. And I know that runs deep within our genes. And that was almost like an excuse that I kind of accepted. And really, I shouldn't have accepted that excuse. And so I grew personally there. I grew to the fact of loving unconditionally, literally, meaning that no matter what happened, I could love someone right where they were at. And it wasn't just my husband. It wasn't just my children. It was the driver in front of me who would not go the speed limit. And I could feel my blood pressure going up. But I could love him where he was at. The one who stood in line and all of a sudden had that that item that wasn't priced. And so we had to go through this price check. And so I was in a hurry and come on, why are you slowing me down? But no, I learned to love unconditionally in that moment. They didn't have control over whether or not that item was priced the right way or not. But you see, we get into these crazy, really habits, honestly, of how we react and how we respond to things. And I go back to life's equation, E plus R equals O. Event plus response equals outcome. And it's our response is the key that changes everything. That's where I believe that you can grow in gratitude. You see, it was during my tornado that I grew personally and spiritually. I had to completely, 100% commit myself to Jesus Christ. I had before, years and years and years and years and years before. I believed I lived out my faith. But till I came to that point, I honestly don't believe I 110% completely surrendered myself to Jesus Christ. And saying, you know what, Lord, I don't know what my next step is going to bring, but I know it's got to come from you. And I've got to pay attention to it. And I really have to be observant by what I'm doing and what I'm saying and how I go about life. I grew in gratitude. When you are going through the hard knock times, you know, the hard knock life, that song, It's a Hard Knock Life for Us. It reminds me of, you know, in the musical Annie. I won't sing the whole thing for you. Plus, I don't have rights to sing the whole thing, so I'll get in trouble. But you know that. You could probably be humming it right now in your head. It's during those hard knock times in life that's when you need to be growing in gratitude. That's the time when you're lonely, when you're in utter pain, when you're feeling helpless. You may even be sick. That's when you got to grow in gratitude. That's when you got to ramp it up. So here today on this Thanksgiving Day, and whenever you might by chance be listening to this podcast, I want you to think of where you are right now. How are you feeling? Are you in a restful place, feeling very at peace where you are? Feeling, quite frankly, I don't have any worries at all? Or is your day complex? You don't know where the next paycheck's going to come. You don't know if your marriage is going to survive. And now with the unexpected pregnancy, what's next? And then the business you thought you had is now, well, it's going the wrong direction and it's not beginning to earn any money when you thought it was. You need to grow in gratitude. You need to understand that you need to be grateful for where you are right at this moment. You've got to be present in the moment. Reflect on it. That doesn't mean that you're going to settle for where you are. But I think sometimes when we go about having the attitude of gratitude, all we are is thinking about all the good, 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 good. Sometimes we need to go back and it's in the pain that we need to think about the good. Yeah, I have a roof over my head. Maybe I'm struggling a little bit paycheck to paycheck, but I have a roof. My children, I may not be able to give them everything I want to this Christmas, but I'm glad I can feed them and I can clothe them. And most importantly, I can love them. Grow in gratitude when your attitude really just doesn't feel like doing anything at all. It will make a total difference in your life. You'll begin to see things differently. You'll lessen the doubt and you'll feed the positive. And that's ultimately what you want to do. You'll begin to feel good about who you are, not just about what you've accomplished and all the good things in life, but reflecting sometimes during those tornadoes and storms that come and go. That's when you truly grow in gratitude. So as you gather with your friends and family this holiday season, think of all the blessings that you share with them. Think of the blessings that you've learned through your pain, through your hurt, and grow in gratitude. I love you all so very much. I pray that you have a very blessed Thanksgiving. And guess what? I will have you over one of these days for dinner. I love you all so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.